As coffee beans become legal tender in a caffeine-crazed society, some devious minds see an opportunity for mischief. In a world where money makes the world go round, one beverage has decided to step up to the plate. Coffee. Yes, you heard that right. Coffee beans are now becoming legal tender in some of the zaniest financial transactions you could ever imagine. But before you think this is a latte lover's dream come true, hold on to your mugs. Because these coffee contract catastrophes are brewing up some seriously hilarious trouble. Picture this. A high-stakes corporate board meeting where the CEO, in an attempt to add some caffeine-induced excitement, declares, from now on, quarterly bonuses will be paid in coffee beans. Seems fun, right? Well, not when employees started calculating their caffeine salaries. Jane from HR got her bonus in a gigantic sack of beans that filled her entire office. She's still sipping her way through it, but her desk has now become an impromptu coffee bean storage unit. Meanwhile, in a sleepy little town, the mayor decided to introduce a new currency, the cappuccino coin. Citizens soon found themselves bogged down with sacks of coffee beans in their pockets, desperately trying to buy groceries with beans instead of bills. The grocery stores, well, they were overrun by frantic shoppers trying to negotiate the perfect exchange rate. Chaos ensued as baristas were hired as impromptu cashiers, measuring out beans like they were gold nuggets. But it doesn't stop there. International trade took an unprecedented turn when countries began to trade in bags of beans instead of dollars or euros. You can imagine the awkward moments when diplomats spilled beans during delicate negotiations, leading to an outbreak of coffee diplomacy where the currency of choice was a cup of brew. With coffee beans as the new currency, counterfeiters saw an opportunity. They started creating fake coffee beans made from cardboard and painted brown. These faux beans infiltrated the coffee economy, causing confusion and chaos. One particularly audacious counterfeiter even tried to pass off a bag of jelly beans as premium coffee beans. The buyer didn't notice until they brewed a pot and were greeted with a rainbow of flavors instead of a rich, dark brew. And who could forget the disastrous coffee-themed wedding? The bride and groom decided to create their own vows, promising to love each other as much as a freshly brewed cup of coffee. They then exchanged bags of coffee beans instead of rings. It was all fun and games until Uncle Joe accidentally dropped his bag, and beans rolled all over the aisle. The wedding turned into a chaotic coffee bean treasure hunt, complete with guests scrambling to collect the runaway beans. While coffee is undoubtedly a beloved beverage worldwide, using coffee beans as legal tender can lead to some truly ludicrous situations. From oversized bonuses to coffee diplomacy, and even coffee-themed weddings gone wrong, it's clear that beans are better off in our cups than in our wallets. So, the next time you hear someone suggest paying for your morning coffee with beans, just remember the coffee contract catastrophes and opt for the trusty old cash or card instead. After all, some things are just better left ungrounded.